Hello listeners, welcome to another episode of the Busy Season Talks, a podcast that delves into the fascinating world of accounting. We bring inspiring guests on board to discuss various engaging topics in a light-hearted manner. My name is Mitchell, and alongside Wendy, we are set to embark on the second installment of our series with expats. In this episode, we will further explore the experiences of expats in the Netherlands, focusing on distinct challenges and opportunities they have encountered within the Dutch auditing sector. Our guests today have taken the courage step of leaving their native countries to pursue their career paths in a completely different environment and culture. We're eager to dive into the narratives, discover what drove them to make this move, and how they adapted to the life in the Netherlands, and gather their advice for professional for a similar journey. Wendy, can you introduce our guest?
Yeah, I surely can, because today we have Jack and Katinka, who both have spent a few years already in the Dutch audit firms, chasing their goals to become an auditor or have a career in the Netherlands. They'll share their insights into the Dutch work culture, the practice here, their perspectives, and also their experiences in the last few years and their personal growth through this transition. Jack Blauw is a senior associate at PwC with roots in Australia. He's in the Netherlands and chasing his goal to become the Dutch certified accountant. And we're very excited to have him here to share his story. Welcome, Jack.
Thank you.
And also we have Katinka Smit, who works at EY, bringing her South African vibrancy to the team. She's a chartered accountant in South Africa, and her move to South Africa from South Africa to Europe is a leap of adaptability and determination in her goal of a global finance career. Happy to have you here too, Katinka.
Thanks so much.
Yes, and together we'll explore how you navigated the challenges of an expat, and perhaps you can also discuss if you still want to be called an expat, if you're staying here. So what are you then? Are you Dutch or an expat, or what is it? And what does it also mean to have language barriers, understanding the local norms, the nuance of the Dutch culture, and perhaps also lifestyle changes? So whether you're an accounting professional curious about working abroad, or someone interested in the nuances of the auditing sector, or simply looking for an inspiring expat story, this episode is for you. So stay tuned as we dive into these engaging conversations with Jack and Katinka. First, obviously, we're really curious on what made you decide to move to the Netherlands. So what is it that what attracted you, or what was your reasoning? Can we start with you, Katinka?
Yeah, sure. So maybe to give you some context on how the South African chartered accountancy system works, once you've completed your studies, you basically complete like a 3-year training contract. And thereafter, it's quite common practice for qualified chartered accountants to want to gain some international experience. So at the time, I really wanted to move abroad, get some international experience, and the Netherlands, with some cultural links to South Africa, seemed to be a really good place to start.
Yeah, what cultural links would you expect upfront?
So in South Africa, I speak Afrikaans at home, which is very similar to Dutch linguistically. And so I knew that from a language perspective, I would be able to adapt pretty quickly compared to some other countries. And also people here speak English. So just from an everyday perspective, it's easy to get around. It's at the time... it was after Brexit, and so yeah, from a passport perspective, you can travel freely within Europe. So I thought, yeah, that would be a good place to start.
Good place to start. Yeah. That sounds good.
And for you, Jack, what influenced your decision?
So my decision was a different one, so to say. I have the golden ticket, as some like to say. I have a Dutch passport. My dad is technically Dutch, but he grew up in Hong Kong, and I have a lot of family over this side of the world. funnily, my second cousin, I used to meet him every year, and he persuaded me to come to Holland with a one-way ticket 2 months before COVID started. Yeah, so it was definitely tough beginnings, but I was really inspired to move for the growth and meeting family and basically not knowing what would be next.
Right. So, but your family is like, they're world travelers, like grew up in Hong Kong, grandparents from Holland, or again, grandfather?
Grandfather's Hong Kong and Swiss, and my grandma's is Scottish and English.
Wow. That's interesting. So we just opened up with like, what are you then? Are you an expat? Are you a Dutchie? How would you describe yourself? All over the place.
I'm a little all over the place, really. I don't really associate with anywhere. Obviously, growing up in Australia most of my life, I would say there. However, the more time I spend in Holland, the more I feel associated here and more at home.
That's a good story, right? You've been here for how long?
Almost 4.5 years now.
4.5 years, including the corona lockdown. So that's an interesting start.
Yeah, very interesting. Because how was it back then?
It was tough. Definitely one of the hardest points. Not knowing a lot of people when you first move. I had some great roommates, luckily, who were also Dutch, and they really helped me fit in and also, in a way, forced to hang out with me because we're all stuck together.
Yeah.
So I got to make some good friends. But yeah, definitely with the number of people you're allowed in your house during COVID, that was quite hard. So I was sometimes left out. But, you know, I think when you're lonely, you're not sure what to do, that brings the best out of you and you find what you want.
Does it though?
I think being lonely causes you to ask questions to yourself. Which can be difficult, and usually you come out better for it.
You came out better for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we're happy to hear, I guess, yeah. Right? Because it's not an easy begin in a new country, in a new context, so that you can, even in those circumstances, make it work and find some personal growth in there. I think that says a lot about you.
Yeah, yeah.
So, good job.
Yeah.
Difficult start, but at the same time, also one of growth. So it's good to look positive about that. And for you, Katinka, how long have you been in Holland?
So I moved here 2.5 years ago, which was not at the start of COVID, but it was during COVID.
In the midst.
In the midst. I would not recommend moving or immigrating in the middle of a global pandemic to anybody. It comes with a whole different set of challenges.
Yeah, we can imagine, yeah.
Which, yeah, Jack obviously mentioned. But, I think who you live with makes a big difference. And if they have a European perspective, you already have an advantage. And as the restrictions from COVID lessened, and social gatherings were permitted, especially in the office, I found the adjustment to be a lot easier. Once I was able to meet up with people in a very non-restrictive manner, I was able to experience the culture a bit better and understand like the new reality that I found myself in.
Yeah. And was there something that surprised you when you did understand the culture a bit better? Was there something that, you got taken aback from?
Well, I would say the biggest difference culturally is the communication. So I think Dutch people are very direct in their communication. And coming from South Africa, a lot of the communication is nonverbal, indirect, and you kind of can... You think, okay, this person, this is what they're thinking. Whereas here, you just have to say it, and that's perfectly acceptable. And communication is two ways. So I think, you know, being spoken to in a direct manner, that was pretty easy to get used to. But adjusting to, okay, I need to ask for what I want, and I need to be able to say no when something doesn't suit me. That was like the big surprise that I didn't think... that I didn't anticipate.
Hmm. And what was it for you, Jack?
Over the Dutch people?
Mm-hmm.
I would have to say their schedule. They like to keep a very tight schedule. They know what they're doing in 4 weeks for a birthday on a Saturday evening. So I think that was a hard one, especially coming from Australia. It's very relaxed.
That's funny. I think in a previous podcast, we also heard about the Dutch directness. And Jack, you mentioned the schedule. So that's interesting. That's a new one. And how did you... The directness wasn't an issue? Something that's also...
I did say the directness, but I thought to bring a new...
That's interesting.
A new line in. Yeah. But yeah.
And did you see that it also changes you? Like you're also working more on schedule now? Or...
Definitely.
Not so much.
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of your friends that you always want to hang out with, or especially when you're introduced to a new friendship group, you're not always the first person to be invited because you're not in the front of everyone's mind. So I think you need to make the first steps to say, hey, do you want to hang out on a Tuesday in 2 weeks, 8 o'clock?
Until 10.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely had to shift my way of hanging out, and that was just through messaging people. Do you want to catch up for a coffee? Do you want to catch up for a beer or whatever? And it also did help with meeting up with new people, rather than just waiting for how you feel now. Yeah.
And that directness, is it also something that's more shaped to you, or?
For me, I did enjoy it. I think say it how you see it. And I think especially in a work context, it's quite good because if you know you've done a good job, you know you've done a bad job. And I think in yourself, you usually will know or agree with the person that's giving you the direct feedback. Mm-hmm. I think it works well. But I think, definitely adjusting from other cultures, it may be quite difficult, which I do see at my workplace. And it's just an adjustment you need to make.
Because was it quite... different with in the work way in Australia? Is it less direct? Yeah. Or
I never worked in audit in Australia. I did work in other areas, however. But I would say in Australia, it's a bit more, you're expected to do it. It doesn't need to be said in a sense like that. And no one's going to tell you, that wasn't a good job. It's just more, come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that the same for you, Katinka, in South Africa? Expectations?
Yeah, so in South Africa, I worked in audit for 3 years. And I would say we're much more hierarchical. So for example, the first time a senior manager here asked me, do you want a coffee? I thought, no, do you want a coffee? Like, it was really unusual for somebody to offer me a coffee. And in the same way, I think in South Africa, like I mentioned, the upfront conversations are often maybe less transparent. And there's, I think, pros and cons to it. So it's just a communication style. I've worked with different people that gave very clear instructions. But then I've also worked with people that have given less clear instructions. And then you kind of have to come up with your own solution, whereas here it's very clear what you need to do up front, and if you have any other questions, I think the communication is quite open, so you're not in a situation where you have to think, okay, what did this person mean? And I think that's also great, because when you're working with people from different cultures, if you don't give clear instructions, different things can be maybe assumed or interpreted. So in that way, the direct communication is actually quite helpful.
Mm. But how do you cope with that? Because I can imagine I haven't moved abroad. So I'm born and raised in Holland. So you have these norms which you're used to, which you understand. But how do you cope with that uncertainty? Like, you're not certain perhaps how to behave, or perhaps what's accepted and what is not. How do you cope with that?
So, yeah, that's a really good question. Maybe I can draw on just being a South African. We have a lot of different cultures and we have different languages in our country. And so I think growing up, you're almost already aware of different perspectives, and we do respect those different perspectives. So we're quite aware of it. And I think just being aware, okay, we might not be on the same page when we say certain things, but let's just ask some clarifying questions and really discuss things and engage with that discussion. Because if you withdraw, you're never going to really understand what those communication lines are. And expressing and being clear, like, hey, I'm from this system. This is how we do things. What is your opinion on it? How do you do things here? It takes some time to bridge the gap because there's definitely a gap. People work differently. Coming from different systems, we do things differently. But just engaging in a conversation, making people aware. And I think you adapt pretty quickly, actually, once you address it and overcome it. And when I see new expats coming through, I can already like anticipate they're not there yet. But I don't think it's a barrier that can't be overcome.
And the awareness, I think it's really important also towards expats or people working from abroad here in the Netherlands. How do you think that the awareness is now on the work floor?
I think it depends from person to person. Some people are inherently more open to different ways of doing things. Some people have traveled to different countries, to different continents. And I would say something that encourages that awareness is just putting yourself out there with different people to be able to identify that there's different perspectives out there. Even if you don't understand everything, that's okay, but just being open to different perspectives in the first place.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I also think it makes a lot of sense in the context of South Africa with a lot of different cultures that you grow up with this awareness. And perhaps that's not for everybody in the Netherlands.
No.
How's that for you in Australia? Or how was it for you in Australia?
Yeah, for me, I think yeah, it's a similar setting Australia compared to the Netherlands. Maybe Australia is a little bit less versatile.
Mm.
But I think Australia is very open. People adapt. People, you know, happy to put their arm around you and take care. And going back to our work and how you fit in, I think the firms give you a really good opportunity to fit in. They help you. They give you time. I mean, I'm not sure about you, Fior, but when you became as an expat, were work terms a bit more lenient for you in the first few weeks?
You have to basically have the upfront conversation when you're getting onboarded. How are you going to address it? What type of experience do you want? Do you want a more international experience? I think there's certain offices that can facilitate that. Or do you want a more local experience? And then obviously those offices will be slightly different. I qualified. So I think the responsibilities when I started was maybe a little bit easier for me already. And so I didn't have to adjust to the working environment. So we built it up over time where I increased my responsibilities over time and I just focused on adjusting to immigrating.
Interesting.
Yeah. And you was discussing about fit in, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
What would be your advice to fit in? Dutch office.
Yeah, in the Dutch office. Yeah, it's always difficult when you don't know everyone in the office. It's the same as when you start as an associate. You know, I think you just need to put yourself out there. There might be someone at a coffee station, you're both waiting. You just got to say, hey, how's your day? What coffee are you getting? You know, it's just a little things like that.
Mm.
Ask a question to open up. If you like someone or you like what they do, you reach out to them with a Teams message or a message and say, would you like to get a coffee? Which is what I did to Wendy.
Yeah, it works.
And I think people that you ask for a coffee are always flattered to hear that they're interested in you. So reach out and be present at, you know, not all the events, but be there at events if you can make it, or be there present at the office when you can be there.
Yeah.
Great advice.
Yeah, and I think it's also a lot of good advice for expats, and I think some would also apply for the Dutch colleagues, right? The awareness, I think that would help as well. But what could the colleagues do to facilitate it even better or accommodate you in, well, moving to the Netherlands and adjusting here?
I think it would work both ways with the Dutch, just asking for a coffee, you know, asking where you're from. I think the Dutch are already quite accepting within the team environments. So in your smaller teams, we all get to know you. Your manager will usually ask you for a coffee and to get to know you. But from the wider perspective, I think the Dutch also just need to be at the office, be at the events, be a bit more open to talk to someone they haven't spoke to before.
What is your experience so far? How open are we generally?
I would say from my perspective, we have a bi-weekly drinks at the office. Mm. And every week it's the Dutch in a corner and they're all talking together. And, you know, that's completely fine because, you know, you want to be around the people you feel most comfortable with. But if, you know, you just open your circle up a little bit more and extend an invite to someone who's walking by or ask someone from the team, would you like to come? You're a lot more willing to come to something if you're asked or if you're invited rather than just walking into a circle where it might be a little bit awkward.
Hmm. That's a good point. What about you, Katinka?
I do agree with that. I think just that mindset of coming from abroad and not knowing people, it could make you a little shy and a little bit like withdrawn because you, especially at the beginning, you're so aware of all these differences. And something that's really nice in South Africa, like people are really accepting and welcoming and open, like, hey, like, let's go, even if I don't know you, like, you know, really embracing different people. And I think it took a while to, you know, because, I mean, we're also new. Everybody's new to each other. So it takes a while just to get to know each other, like, you know. I think that is always going to take the time, but if you keep trying and you're open, I think that breakthrough happens. And often it's really nice to be able to, in a team environment, being able to engage on, you know, language topics, have your colleagues speak Dutch to you so that you can learn the language a bit quicker. Because I think that's also one of the reasons why in a social setting, maybe everybody isn't integrating with each other as much because there's that language barrier. Even though everybody speaks English here at some points, I think people prefer to speak Dutch and that's perfectly fine. And then, yeah, learning about like different foods and different places to go visit. It's all new and really exciting. And I think, yeah, food is one good way to bring people together. So, yeah, that's always a winner.
And from a career perspective, how is it affecting the culture differences? How do you feel about it?
Yeah, so I think generally, yeah, there's a big gap in the Netherlands for qualified professional people. And there's a big interest from a South African perspective, there was about 1,000 chartered accountants that immigrated last year. So there's a huge demand. I don't think people make the choice to immigrate lightly. And so you want to know that you're setting yourself up in the best possible way going forward. And so the challenge is building the professional network and the support structures to get to where you want to over the long term.
How is that for you, Jack?
Yeah, I think maybe it's similar to draw upon the point that I had before was, you know, you need to be open, you need to talk to people you want to talk to. And I think the Dutch, because there's not this hierarchical level, there's not a, you know, the associate can talk to the partner. So, you know, if you like a partner, if you like what someone does, you can have a coffee. And I've pulled on that a few times, and just having those conversations, you get a lot of guidance and you get more opportunities just within that. And I think that's probably the best thing about the Netherlands is the lack of hierarchy in a way.
Yeah. I'm also very curious because Wendy already mentioned in our introduction that you want to become a Dutch certified accountant. Why is that? Why are you Dutchy?
Why am I Dutch? great question. I think the opportunities that becoming a Dutch registered accountant is huge.
Is it difficult for a non-Dutch?
So it's only recently become quite a bit easier. So there's two programs in the Netherlands that offer English as an RA option. Hmm. That is also quite different from the usual Dutch method. So for me, for the past 2 years, I've studied 2 weeks on location. So I got to go to Maastricht for 2 weeks in the south of the Netherlands, which is a beautiful place. Also in Amsterdam, where I live. And then we also got to Florida in the US, which is very fun. And then these were 2 week blocks. So these are two courses. And generally the Dutch will do it on a Friday course. So they only work 4 days a week for the first 2 years of work. Recently, UvA have opened that up. So to get more registered accountants in, which is very good. So, I mean, it's not difficult. I mean, it's very difficult to actually do the RA on top of your work and all, but you know, that's life.
the life of an auditor.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I think going back to why do I want to become an RA is just because the opportunities it can bring you, and the, you know, what you get to learn is really good.
Yeah. Nice.
Katinka, did it require something for you? You were already a chartered accountant.
So I think inherently in audit, if you want to take it all the way to the top and you want to sign off on financial statements, you need to be a registered RA in the Netherlands. I think up to now, it's not kept me back, but I think at some point, you know, you have to make the decision. Do you want to be a partner? And if so, I think there are some conversion exams that you have to do. I'm not entirely sure of the process. There are some South African chartered accountants that's done it. But you can get to quite a high level without having to do the conversion. Mm. So for now, I've just put that on hold and we'll see if we get to that point.
Right.
Yeah.
I also see that we've been running through time quite quickly.
Yeah. And we're almost at the end of our podcast, so maybe more for advice for future experts, but also for Dutch people. What would be your advice? First, the new experts, maybe from Australia or maybe from South Africa. What would you give them as advice?
Yeah, so for people that's not decided whether they want to make the move, I would say get in touch with people like us that's made the move, that's experienced it from the start, just to prepare yourself, because immigration is something that is very difficult to prepare for. There's a lot of change involved. Do your research. Know where you want to be located. Again, is it more in the Randstad where there's a lot of other international people, or is it more in an environment where there's more Dutch people? That really comes down to each person. And then once you are here, I would say just, yeah, be very cognizant of the different communication styles and adapt as quickly as possible to what works for you. Know what you want to get out of the move so that you have your own goals and you know that you're on track to obtaining those goals. And also communicate those goals to the people around you so that they can help you to get to where you want to be. And then I would say also, you know, just enjoy it. It's such a big change. It's like a life-changing experience. And even though it's very stressful, I think it's also such a big opportunity to grow and get to know yourself better and what you want.
That's good advice. And if you look back at your own, well, journey, I can say, is there something that you would have done differently? Looking back?
I think, that's a good question. Maybe moving during COVID, that was like a really strange time, I think, in any way in the world. I don't know, I can't say I regret it, but I can definitely say that it was a lot more enjoyable once like the social interaction started picking up. But I don't think that's necessarily something to do with the Netherlands. Like even if I was back in South Africa at that point, I would have probably had the same like issues, just being, you know, confined to your house. So yeah, I mean, that's also something in the past, but if I could do something differently, maybe I would have spoken up a bit more, but earlier to say, okay, this is what I want, this is what I don't want, because in South Africa, people don't complain that much or say no or, you know, just put their foot down. And here, that's the way that you do it. And I think I had to learn the hard way, which has also been an opportunity for growth, because now I know, okay, this is how I deal with these situations. But if I had known that earlier, I think, maybe it would have prevented certain situations from happening.
What would your piece of advice, Jack?
My piece of advice would be to just do it. just pull
head first.
Yeah, pull the pin, and then, you know, it all works itself out eventually. I think that would be my most advice.
And what would be your last takeaway for the Dutchies? What's your advice for us? Well, you already gave away something, but...
Yeah, open up your circle, I think.
Open up the circle.
Just say hello. Hello can go a long way.
You have all these one-liners, just do it, from Nike. You have all this song, just say hello, hello. Okay, that's good advice. It's also practical. It doesn't need to be that difficult. Okay.
And Wendy, what would you change from this experience?
I think that the awareness that Katinka mentioned, and also, Jack, what you said, just opening up the circle, just take a closer look at if you have this... events or meetings or whatever, how are you positioning yourself and how are you drawing in other people from abroad? And I know from my own department, there are some colleagues who just recently migrated as well to Holland from all over the place. And it makes me think that I could probably also improve on some of these things, be more aware of, it is a life-changing event and it is a lot for them. And they might need some extra attention or some extra effort from our side, my side. So this was really helpful for me as well. So thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you.
What about you, Mitchell?
Yeah, I think quite the same. I think I will be more open, more observe.
Observant, that's a good
observant,
word.
Observant, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will do that. But I want to thank you for this very interesting podcast. And I want you, Wendy, thank you for hosting it together. And also want to thank the listeners and tune in for the next episode of Business Season Talks. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.